This is episode 2 of the podcast on argumentation in multimodal compositions. In this episode, we will discuss the compositional elements of argumentation. In terms of academic writing, an argumentation essay should contain the basic elements of a thesis statement, supporting or pro-arguments, counter or con-arguments, rebuttals, and conclusion. The first element is the enthymeme, which is a type of thesis statement that asserts a major claim and a reason for that claim. The form of this type of thesis statement is quite basic, but it can help writers formulate a clear argument that sets the purpose and goals for writing the essay in the first place. Element number 2 is supporting arguments, also known as pro-arguments or minor claims. These are reasons for supporting the thesis statement. Supporting arguments should only appear in the essay's body paragraphs. Element number 3 is counter-arguments, also known as con-arguments or minor claims. These are reasons that the opposition uses to argue against the major claim of the thesis statement. Experienced writers address counter-arguments to help demonstrate their own knowledge of opposing viewpoints, thus establishing their own credibility and breadth of knowledge as writers. Counter-arguments should only appear in the essay's body paragraphs. Element number 4, supporting evidence, which refers to statistics, examples, anecdotes, or statements from authoritative or peer-reviewed sources that are used to support the body arguments. The supporting evidence must be relevant to the arguments and must be from a credible source. Furthermore, the supporting evidence should only appear in the essay's body paragraphs. Element number 5 is refutation, which refers to the art of pointing out errors, missing information, biases, and other problems in the opponent's viewpoint in order to strengthen one's own argument. Again, this is why experienced writers would include counterarguments against their own thesis statement, so that they can dissect and refute those counterarguments and remind the audience why the thesis statement still stands. There are 3 parts to refutation.